Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Juan Hernandez. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hernandez as described in my report to you of 3/14/23. But at that time, I offered 5% permanent partial disability for the statutory right hand and 0% permanent partial disability referable to the lower back and left leg. Prepared new paragraph. You have now kindly provided me with some additional medical documentation to consider. But this includes the report of a lumbar MRI on 5/12/12, given a history of motor vehicle accident and back pain. Prepared it was done at the referral of a chiropractor named Dr. Panaya, P-A-N-A-I-A. Period. Overall, there was straightening of the lumbar lordosis and multi-level disc bulging and herniation. As described, period more specifically, at L4-5, there was moderate disc bulging with a right paracentral disc herniation impinging upon the anterior cecal sac and nerve roots and moderately narrowing the neural foramina bilaterally. Period facet joint hypertrophy is seen with moderate canal narrowing. Period at L5-S1, there was pronounced disc-based narrowing evident with moderate disc bulging impinging upon the anterior cecal sac and moderately narrowing the neural foramina bilaterally with associated nerve root impingement within. Period facet joint hypertrophy was also present. Period at L 2-3, there was mild disc bulging impinging upon the anterior cecal sac and mildly narrowing the neural foramina bilaterally. Period at L3-4, there was moderate disc bulging with central annular tear effacing the anterior cecal sac and moderately narrowing the neural foramina bilaterally. Period facet joint hypertrophy was also seen. Period new paragraph. Mr. Hernandez also underwent a lumbar MRI on 9/15/21, given a history of back pain after a fall at work about 3 years ago. Period was compared to plain x-rays done on 3/30/21. Period overall, there was mild stepwise retral lysthesis of L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. Period of disc desiccation at L1-2 through L4-5. Period moderate loss of disc height at L4-5, L5-S1, with the latter disc being calcified. Period there were mixed modic type 1 and 2 end plate changes at L4-5 and vacuum disc phenomenon. Period there was multi-level anterior end plate sparing in the lower thoracic and lumbar spine. Most pronounced at L2-3 and L4-4. There were small Schmerl's neural nodes at T11-12. Period more specifically at that's that. The overall impression was multi-level degenerative discogenic spondylitic changes, most pronounced and moderate to advanced at L4-5 level. Period there was slight level curvature, comma straightening of the lumbar lordosis, and mild degenerative stepwise retrolisthesis at L3-4 through L5-S1, where the L4-5 level more specifically was described as showing broad-based large right subarticular through left subarticular disc protrusion and superimposed right paracentral inferiorly migrating disc extrusion, parentheses 5 millimeters, close parentheses, comma moderate to advanced arthropathy and moderate ligamentum flavum thickening and severe canal stenosis. Period there was compression on both L5 nerve roots more so on the right. Period there were annular fissures. Period there were prominent broad-based lateral through far lateral disc osteophyte complexes, comma right more pronounced than left, with moderate to severe right-sided and left-sided foraminal narrowing. Period also at this level was posterior spondylitic disc bulge with a superimposed central right central slight inferiorly migrating disc extrusion with annular fissure, comma, mild facet arthropathy, and mild canal stenosis at L3-4. Paired, there was also mild to moderate left and mild right-sided foraminal narrowing at that level. Paired next section, findings and conclusions. It is now evident that Mr. Hernandez previously had low back difficulties after a motor vehicle accident. Paired, he underwent a lumbar MRI on 5/12/12. It showed multi-level abnormalities of various degrees of bulging and herniations, as well as other degenerative joint disease such as facet joint hypertrophy. Paired, he had a repeat lumbar MRI on 11/12, scratch that on 9/16/21, after the subject event. Paired, it similarly showed multi-level degenerative disc and joint abnormalities of varying degrees, including bulges and herniations. But there was also facet arthropathy, comma, annular fissures, comma, and disc osteophyte complexes. Period. These correlate with the ongoing natural degenerative process in a 70-year-old male, as was the case with Mr. Hernandez when seen here in 2023. Paired, taking all the information into account, I would now offer 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back regardless of cause. Paired, for the reasons just described, this is not ascribable to the subject event at work. Period. End.